came true.
Because that's my favorite part. Day, a local radio waka waka. The towels are oh so fluffy. Where the Shriners and the Lepers play right their ukuleles all cool. day long. And anyone on the street will gladly shave your back for a nickel. Waka waka doo doo yeah. Well, that's my favorite part.
Yeah. You're 12.
I'm not 12.
You're 12. You're a 12-year-old boy who loves Weird Al Yankovic. What are you going to do?
I love Weird Al Yankovic, but I'm not 12.
Yeah, you kind of are.
No, that song is called Albuquerque, and that is the best song ever written.
Albuquerque!
Yeah, it's the best song ever. Best song ever written by a man.
Okay.
Ever. Better than anything Bach ever did or but Steinway.
Yet we're going to make fun of Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Bon Jovi sucks.
See the hypocrisy. Do you see?
Do I see?
He loves Weird Al, yet he loves Coldplay. Coldplay, who is a real band.
Yes.
That writes real music and
Absolutely.
That plays real instruments. And then Weird Al.
Yes. You don't think Weird Al is a real band that plays real instruments? In fact, he did this great song to all what's the thing? Where you squeeze it together and
the accordion.
Accordion. Mm-hmm. He did all these great rock songs.
Yeah, I remember. You know, I was there.
I think it was this one.
Like a surgeon.
No. He did is this it? No, that's Radiohead. This is it. Polkas on 45. It's called Polkas on 45. And it's all the greatest rock songs ever put to polka music.
See, it's just funny.
It's great.
That's funny, but I'm not going to listen to it.
Just listen to one, so you get the idea.
Yeah, I've heard them. Thank you, though. Yeah, my nephews liked Weird Al.
Very, very good.
Alrighty.
Also, he sings the greatest, another one of the, not the greatest song ever, but he sings a great song called The Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota, which is also a great song.
Mm-hmm. That was on our Mike's Tacky tour.
Yes, it was. And another great song is Trapped at the Drive-Thru, which is just hilarious. But it's not as good as Albuquerque. Albuquerque is the quintessential. It is the, of all rock songs ever, it's got everything in it. I mean, it's got hermaphrodites and...
Hermaphrodites?
Yes. And bear claws and snorkels and Waka Waka Dodo, yeah.
I mean, what more could you want in a song?
And sauerkraut.
I mean, what more?
And the point of the song is that he hates sauerkraut.
Right. Well, we get to that at the
which
end.
Which is a great... Which,
5 minutes later.
It's got love and betrayal and perseverance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a song about...
Blood.
The American dream, really.
He bites people.
It's got violence. Yeah, there is violence in it,
yeah,
of course.
Yes.
There's senseless violence, but that's part of America, too. It is a song about America. It is the American song, Albuquerque.
It's just scary. Really, really scary.
Waka waka dodo, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's Thursday.
And we have been...
At the hospital.
The hospital. Yes, today's show was technically released on Thursday.
Yes.
So don't even try with that whole...
Yes, and we've been at the hospital because Carrie... Brad's brother.
You won't listen to it till Friday because I'm not going to release it till 9 o'clock tonight. But still, it was released today.
Yes. And Carrie and Jen had their baby, Briley Jarvis.
Oh, beautiful,
McFadden.
Most beautiful little baby.
Yep. She's so teeny tiny.
She's gorgeous. This gorgeous little baby. I think she's probably not any prettier than Helen. But the thing is, I was so stressed out when I had Helen that I couldn't really enjoy it. This one, you know, wasn't mine. I didn't have to take it home.
Right.
You know, so I was like, oh, my God, so beautiful and cute and sweet.
It's
and I'm so
pretty.
So I got all the good, none of the bad.
Yeah.
It's great being an uncle.
Yeah.
That's him right
Carrie
there.
Carrie can't sleep.
Yeah, he can't sleep, so he keeps texting me. He slept 6 hours in the last 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very exciting. She was teeny tiny, little 5 pounds, 9 ounces, 19 inches long, and she had kind of reddish hair, a little bit of kind of curly, though. It was cute. She's cute.
Very cute. She has a McFadden nose.
Yeah, she does. She got the McFadden. That must be a strong trait.
I didn't want to push that too hard, but...
Because Carrie doesn't have the McFadden nose.
No, he's got the Knott's nose.
So...
Or the...
Fulbright
nose. I don't know.
So,
I think it's Knott's. He's,
he still carried that nose.
But he still carried that gene. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
And passed it along.
He did.
Helen was smitten from the minute
Helen got to hold the baby. I have not held the baby.
Well, I tried to hand her to you, but you were like, oh, you're so cute. And you never took her.
I didn't know you were trying to hand me to her because the nurse was trying to get it from me. And you were just showing me
her. I'm not. You the nurse is not in charge of me.
Okay.
Everybody else was like, the nurse is here. Give her back. No, she's not hers. I'm not giving the nurse the baby. She can wait to take the blood sugar in 5 minutes. I'm not done.
Yeah. But you were done. And I was done and didn't know it because I was like, well, I'll get to hold the baby in a minute. There was no minute. She was in there for an hour. Well, she was in there for a minute. And then the boob nurse came in. And she was there for an hour.
And so you didn't get to go back in?
No, because she was busy with the boob nurse.
What are you going to do?
So we had to come home because it was getting late. It was a good thing we did, too, because it was like we almost ran out of time.
Yeah, we didn't have
time. We didn't stop on the way home or nothing. We just came straight from the hospital.
Straight home, and then we got home for a second, and we had to go up to school, and we had to go get a thing, and then we had to go back to school, and then we had to come home and eat, and then Helen had to do piano, and then we had to record.
So it's been a busy night, and I can't wait to sit on that couch and
watch the
house.
And I have to go to work tomorrow since I don't go today.
Shame on you.
And I have to be there at 7:30. Shame on me.
No, I'm just kidding. So I work from home tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so that's nice.
It'll be nice and quiet. You'll be here all by yourself.
I did go in for about an hour and a half today.
Yeah. I think that should count.
Should, but doesn't. Nope.
It'll count for like your half day yesterday. You get one full day out of it.
Think so?
Yeah, I think you should.
So I should just take one day?
Mm-hmm.
Say I was there half a day yesterday?
I mean, you were.
I was there half a day yesterday, but say I was half a day today? I don't think so. I don't think that. I think that's cheating a little bit.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh.
We'll see.
Okay.
I'll see what my boss thinks about that. So, like, how should I count this up, boss? See what she says. Because I'm going to need those because as happy as the Briley news is, and it's really overwhelming everything else, but there is some sad news, and that is that the whole Christmas thing is not working out for us.
No. It's just been a weird year.
So your mom's having Christmas on Saturday morning.
Well, we were hoping Saturday to have it day. On Sunday morning.
So right, which would have been fine.
But now my dad has to have dialysis
on Sunday
instead of Saturday.
So
for
he's
going to
be
reason.
So he'd be gone for half or like four or five hours in the morning, and then the rest of the day he'd be zonked and sleeping. So we can't really do it on Sunday and him enjoy it. So she moved it to Saturday, which makes sense. I mean, that I'm not mad at her for that. It makes perfect sense,
right?
But now there's no way for us to get there because we were going to leave on Friday and get there Saturday afternoon. Well, we're going to miss like almost everything.
It'll be done.
So then she's like, we'll come and be here for Christmas so that you have Christmas here. Well, that would work out too, but then I got to leave 2 days early. I got to leave 2 days before Christmas to get there.
And then we got to stay through New Year's because that's our tradition. It takes up a lot of time. So I said, are you okay with us being there at lunch? She said, yeah, come.
But I'm not going
she's,
before.
She's getting the bed ready to put needles in your...
Yeah.
She's putting needles in the bed. She's getting it all ready for you.
I got the best
she's
mother-in-law excited. Ever. She's trying to kill me.
She loves you.
Okay, everybody be quiet. Do you hear the beach? No, you
because
don't hear the
Brad
beach.
Fixed the microphone. You know why? Because Brad is a genius. He is a genius. He can fix anything, and he can hook up anything.
Let's get through the show.
And he can fix
microphones. Microphone popping.
And he can do anything.
Thank you.
I need a shirt that says my husband can fix anything.
You do. Helen has a shirt that says her daddy can fix anything.
Mm-hmm. I need one.
Well, I'm not sure they're fixed yet. Let's get through a whole show, a whole like 40-minute sort of recording here, and then we'll decide if they're really fixed. But what I did was I took the good microphone, the one new microphone, and I put it away. And I took out both the old microphones and fixed them.
Oh, so these are both the old ones?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, the guy, we went to the music store, mm-hmm. Guitar Center.
Yes, sir.
Which is basically a place where music geeks work.
Yeah.
It's just like going to Fry's, except they're all music geeks instead of computer geeks.
Right.
Which is sort of blending these days.
Yeah.
Because they're sort of...
Well, music geeks and computer geeks, yeah, because you kind of got them, yeah.
They both play Dungeons & Dragons. They both are, you know, World of Warcraft now, I guess, is the thing.
I mean, you know Chris. You know how it is.
Chris?
Uh-huh. He knows how it is.
Chris Martens?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Is he a music geek?
No, he's just a geek.
He's the Jesus geek, or one of the Jesus geeks. Uh-huh. There's three.
He's just a geek, yeah. Right? Right, so I'm just saying he knows how it is.
I guess so.
You know, being a geek and all.
So we went to the music geek
store.
Are
there many Sasquatch geeks?
I'm not.
Just
I
one?
Think that's why he lives among us, is the Sasquatch is sort of, you know, they were
Oh,
like,
did they kick him out?
Yeah.
Because they don't really do the geek thing?
No, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said, you don't hunt. You can't stay with us.
I guess. I don't know.
You're not manly Sasquatch.
He stayed up on that plan like, PS3 games.
He did.
Yeah. And then he wasn't really good for hunting.
No.
So they said.
Did he leave a random? It's his footprint they've been finding.
Can we finish my story? We went to the music store.
Yeah. Guitar Center. Yeah.
And you were like, let's get out of here. You know?
Well, I don't like going there because.
Because there's a hot chick in the place, and there's like, it was like one hot chick and 50 men.
It's not, no, that's not what I was going to say.
It's true, though.
But it's all men.
But when I take you in there, I get all kinds of help. I do. I don't have any problem getting somebody to help me. I go there by myself. I'll stand there for 4 days. Hello, need some help over here.
Was that why you take me? Good to know. Good to know.
Got faith with me. I got plenty of people asking if they can help me. Can I help you? So, yeah, we were in there and they didn't, we were looking at the microphones and because I thought I needed a new microphone. And so we were looking at the microphones. Well, the ones online were like half the price.
Literally. Right, right.
And
but they didn't have the information that Geek Squad did there.
Exactly. And I needed, and I would have bought shock mounts from, I would have paid to buy shock mounts from them because for these.
But they didn't have them.
They didn't have shock mounts. They have to order them. So anyway, I said, I told him what was wrong, what our mics were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is that?
And he said, are you hard on them? And I said, kind of.
She
what
is.
Do you mean by hard on them?
She begs them around. Does
and he
count?
Went, he said, yeah, you can't. You got to be careful of those mics.
She can't stand it. Right now, she is shuffling stone coasters. Right now, she is shuffling coasters. So in a minute, when you hear those fall and go, bang, 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 you'll know what happened. Because she can't take it. She can't not bang stuff.
I'm not banging anything.
You have the potential for banging right there.
There's no banging.
You stored up all the potential
there's
right there
no banging.
Hands.
Look, cork. No
See,
banging.
Just banged them. So anyway. So yeah, he told us how to fix them.
Yeah.
And he told us to take him down to the fixer
and he
store.
He said, you got to be careful. You don't want to do that. And I went, oh, you don't know my husband. He's a genius. So he can fix anything.
So I went in and tried to find what he was talking about and took him apart and mm-hmm. kind of found what he was talking about and fixed him. I did what he said do.
It seems to be working.
He said they have a fancy tool called
A whatchamajigger?
Yeah, a whatchamajigger that measures the distance between these two things. Mm-hmm. But I used my fingernail and it seemed to have worked just fine.
That's good to know.
So we'll see if that holds out or not. Well, I figured, you know.
Yeah, it's fixing willy-nilly.
Well, I could tell that it was closer on one side than it was on the other. So I,
you know the saying? I'm not going to say it, but that, you know.
No, let's not say that. Say it. Okay, well, everybody, thanks for joining us today. And this is Thursday's show. We will have one out tomorrow morning. So
yes,
you'll get basically two shows on Friday. But this is Thursday's show, even though you listed it on Friday.
Because it did come out on Thursday.
So everybody, yeah, cut me some slack on that, okay?
Uh-huh. Baby, new baby.
Yep.
New baby at the hospital, well, very late.
I was going to take the Zoom and record some there in the hospital room or something, you know, because I figured it'd be a lot of wait time. And there wasn't really a lot of wait time that wasn't filled with consoling and...
Nobody was consoling anybody. We were talking.
But we were entertaining Jen.
She was
Carrie.
Drugged up, man. She couldn't feel a thing.
Okay, well, I was.
You were consoling?
I was consoling Carrie and entertaining Dad. And
yeah, well, you had to entertain your dad. That's important.
That's important. Otherwise, he'd get bored and wander off. And then you'd never find him.
Yeah, he did wander off a couple times. He wanders off, and then that's the end of that.
That's the end of that. But anyway, so I'm so excited to have little Briley. She's got all her fingers and toes.
Yes. She's precious.
And
Brad and I told
lungs.
Him, when I was holding her, and Brad said, it's okay. We'll take you home. It's all right. We'll take care of you. You don't have to stay with him.
She was holding my finger. She was she was grasping my finger.
I was holding her.
Please don't let these people have me. They don't know what they're doing. And I said, it's okay. We'll take you home.
We'll take you home. It's all right. And Carrie says, it's probably.
Yeah, he's very freaked out. Well, he's also exhausted.
He's just new dad syndrome. Yeah. That's all. He'll do great. You felt the same way,
and he
was like, "You're letting them take him? Do you know them?
You don't know them.
They didn't pass any test or anything."
What Carrie was really afraid of was that I'd take her apart and try to figure out how she worked. This is what I usually did.
You're letting them take her.
All right, so that's enough of that.
All righty. Vayos con Dios, everybody.
Vayos con Dios. Don't forget, Chin Avila.
I poop candy and you can eat it.
Is the Easter Bunny. So you might want to put in some requests to her.
Yes.
All right. Vayos.
Vayos con Dios. Dios,
my friends. My lovely friends. My friends. They're my friends. I like saying that part. Mm-hmm. That's my new part.
Yeah, I know.
They're my friends.
I noticed that.
Vayos con Dios, friends.
Could you just like nip it?
Oh.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.